Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1, and we continue our series of party leader interviews now. And we're joined in the studio by Richard Boyd-Barrett, representing People Before Profit Solidarity, which has three seats in the Dáil. Richard Boyd-Barrett, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Justin.
People Before Profit Solidarity went from six seats in 2016, five in 2020, and three seats in the election in November. What went wrong?
Well, I mean, our national vote is actually up. Percentage-wise, so we got some very good results, but it is disappointing that we lost two seats. We got very, very close in the Finglas Ballymun area with Conor Reddy. He just missed out, and Hazel Dinorton again just missed out in retaking Breed Smith's seat for our constituency, Dublin South Central. So I mean, it wasn't a disaster, but it is disappointing. We hoped to win those seats. What went wrong? I mean, the government, I don't see the election as a major endorsement of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We wanted to replace them, get rid of them, see a left government. Their vote isn't particularly up, but I think the low turnout reflects the fact that the left parties, in my opinion, didn't have a clear alternative and a proper alliance to set themselves up as a clear and coherent opposition to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And that, I think, led to some demoralisation and the low turnout that we saw, which I think particularly hurt parties like ours and others on the left.
Do you think that the left-wing parties can cooperate in opposition now, perhaps in an effort to convince the electorate that there is a coherent bloc on the left for the next time round?
Well, they have to. And we've been calling for this for a long time, many years. We've been saying there needs to be a left alliance, and that alliance doesn't need to just be a parliamentary challenge to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but it needs to be mobilising on the street. I mean, to my mind, the fact that there wasn't a major movement on the streets over the housing and homelessness crisis made a difference. I mean, I think, you know, the fact that we're going to have another 5 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael when we have this absolutely disastrous housing and homelessness crisis, we need movements on the streets that are challenging the government on their failures to address that crisis.
You talk about wanting a coherent bloc on the left, and yet when Mary Lou MacDonald was proposed for Taoiseach, while you voted for her, your colleague in Solidarity PBP, Ruth Coppinger, abstained. I mean, were you disappointed in that decision of your colleague because it showed that there isn't unity on the left?
No, I mean, look, People for Profit and Solidarity are socialists. We're not the same as Sinn Féin.
Yeah, but you want a coherent, unified bloc on the left in the Dáil. Yeah, and you're showing that now yourselves that that's not possible.
Now, because there's going to have to be a discussion among the left-wing parties about how we build that alliance. Now, in our view, I mean, while we have big differences with Sinn Féin, not least the fact that they continued to leave open the option of going in with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which is why I suspect Ruth Coppinger didn't vote for Mary Lou MacDonald. Our view in People Before Profit was the left needed to make some effort to replace Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And given that Sinn Féin were the biggest of the left parties, we wanted to signal our desire and our continuing sort of ambition to see a left government. But clearly, there's work to be done to build that left alliance. Not just about Sinn Féin, it's about People Before Profit, Solidarity, it's about the Social Democrats, it's about left independence, building a serious and coherent left alternative to finally oust Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Ruth Coppinger explained why she abstained in that vote. She said that Sinn Féin was, quote, in her words, turning their backs on vulnerable groups like trans young people and denying them healthcare and on refugees. Do you share any of those concerns?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm in People Before Profit, and I think the Sinn Féin did, unfortunately, make concessions to the right in an effort to, I don't know, win votes among certain sections.
So are they a left-wing party then?
I mean, look, we have differences with all of the parties on the left.
But that's do you consider Sinn Féin to be a left-wing? Sinn
I would
Féin,
say,
whom you think should form a coherent bloc on the left?
I would say that the people that vote for them and the people who vote for us and the people who vote for the Social Democrats and the people who vote for Labour and left independence vote for them because they see them on the left. And they would present themselves as being on the left of the political spectrum.
Do you see them on the left?
I mean, look, our job as people for profit is to keep pushing them left. But I have no doubt that their voters are looking for left-wing type policies to challenge a political establishment of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that always prioritise big business, the very wealthy, the corporations, the property developers. That's what the right means. That's what they've done. And that's why they've landed us with a disastrous housing and homelessness crisis, a cost of living crisis, because they always promote the interests of profiteers and speculators. So we are trying to urge other parties that would see themselves on the left to build alliance and a genuine movement of opposition to those policies of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
All right. There will soon be a new government formed between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and most likely some independents. Concerns have been raised by some people about the influence of Michael Lowry on those formation discussions. Do you have any concerns?
I certainly do. I mean, it's incredible that the Moriarty Tribunal, which, by the way, cost this country €71 million investigating, among other things, Michael Lowry's role in the awarding of the second mobile phone licence to Dennis O'Brien, who subsequently becomes one of the richest people in this country, was characterised by corruption. That's how they described it, of a breathtaking
nature.
There's
no finding of corruption against Michael Lowry.
In the Moriarty Tribunal, they said, they used the word corruption and they said it at a breathtaking level.
Influence. What then do you think should Simon Harris and Micheál Martin do?
Well, I just think, frankly, it tells us a lot about their attitude towards corruption. It would be a very worrying signal, to my mind, about the direction of this government, because it's going to be even more right-wing, more interested in the interests of big business, privatisation of state assets, which was what was at the heart of that whole mobile phone licence issue, was the privatisation of state assets to the benefit of certain very wealthy individuals who had political influence with Michael Lowry. So it tells you a lot about where this government is at and why we need an alternative to this government.
All right, before I let you go, the Occupied Territories Bill, there have been some concerns now being raised about the passing of that bill from people like Regina Doherty and others. You heard Dan Mulhall earlier also suggesting that we should weigh it up carefully. If it potentially could damage Ireland's economy or our relationship with the United States and our ability to attract investment, should the government think again before proceeding with that legislation?
Well, first of all, this government has sat on the Occupied Territories Bill, and successive governments have, and failed to implement sanctions and against Israel for ongoing years of crimes against the Palestinian people. Now we're a year and a half into a genocide, an absolute massacre of the Palestinian people, which is ongoing. So we need sanctions and basic human decency an ambition, surely, to stand up against genocide.
If it damages potentially Ireland's economy and our relationship,
I don't think we should be kowtow to the bullying of Donald Trump or an American regime that has sponsored the horrors that Israel is committing against the Palestinian people. And by the way, I don't believe there will be any major ramifications in any event. The big multinationals that we worry about are making so much profit in this country, I don't think they're going to walk away because we impose legitimate, justified and urgently needed sanctions against Israel for the genocide it's committing against Palestinians.
Richard Boyd-Barrett of Solidarity, People Before Profit, thank you for speaking with us today.